You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Modern Mystic Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Therese Tucker. And boy, do I have an interesting one for you today. In fact, it's so interesting. It's kind of pushing me over the edge of excited to a little nervous. And that's because I got another message from the Arcturian Council at the last spirit circle. So the last super new moon in Pisces, they came through again. And they were talking about some really big events that will be happening. I'm not going to give you any spoilers here so you can listen to the message. I'm sharing it with you here on this podcast. But let me preface this for you because it actually started the day before the spirit circle. I was doing some dowsing. I was using dowsing rods. I was practicing with that. They're super fun to use. They're just like using a pendulum, just a little bit different way of getting yes or no answers. And I had been asking questions about ascension and the great solar flash. And I tend to shy away from dates because, as many other channelers know, it is very hard to get dates from spirit. Just time works differently for them than it does for us. Also, a lot of us have felt pretty burnt out on getting dates that we were told something's going to happen and then it doesn't happen. And for that reason, I tend not to ask for dates because I don't want to go through that. I don't want to give false hope or expectations to everyone or experience that myself. But just for kind of shits and giggles, I decided to ask for some dates because recently a lot of dates have been flying around that major things are going to happen. And I just wanted to check in. And honestly, what I thought was going to happen was they were going to confirm my bias, which was, nah, nothing's happening. Don't even worry about it. And instead, I got yeses that things were happening, which sort of made me excited and nervous. And quite frankly, very skeptical. Just the inner skeptic came out and went, no, dates are always wrong. Nothing's going to happen. Let's leave this alone. And I really was going to leave it alone. I was just going to keep that information between me and the person I was working with and, you know, not put it out there because, again, I have been burnt and so have others so many times by dates, and including the channelers. They feel burnt too. So I was going to leave it there. But of course, Spirit has another plan, and so do the Arcturians. And during the Spirit Circle, when I went to channel them, they brought it up and pointed out that I wasn't interested in sharing that information because I felt insecure about it, which, thanks, guys. I appreciate you calling me out like that. But they felt that it was important to share, and so they allowed that message to come through. So I am both excited to share this with you and a little nervous because I feel like this is a big step forward for me in kind of putting my neck out there. So if it doesn't take, this inner skeptic in me feels like, yep, that's what I expected. And if it does, we will all be blown away in such a good way, by the way. I mean, it's going to be great. But if it doesn't take, I'll have that want feeling and it's going to be hard for me to want to share any dates ever again. But I still want to share this with you and I need to get, you know, I want to share this and I don't want my ego to get in the way. So whether it works or whether it doesn't, here is the message from the Arcturian Council. It's quite a good one. They go into, you know, what's going on physically for us and the things they would recommend, but also the things that are coming up in the future. And so I'm excited to share it with you. Please enjoy. Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your life's direction? It's time to break free from self-doubt and confusion. I'd like to invite you to join me in my Modern Mystic Mentoring Program, where you'll unlock the power of your intuition and transform your life. With over a decade of experience, I specialize in guiding you through my intuitive self-mastery method, helping you heal the past, embrace your inner wisdom, and create a future filled with confidence and purpose. Say goodbye to indecision and hello to self-trust. Join me on a journey of self-discovery and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of positivity and fulfillment. Ready to step into your true potential? Visit blythestarlight.com/mentoring and book your call with me today. Modern Mystic Mentoring, your path to intuitive self-mastery starts here.
We are the Arcturian Council. We join with you now. We ask that you place a golden egg of light around you at this time. This egg is composed of Christ consciousness light, the highest form of protection and consciousness. We have exciting information to bring forth today. And though Therese is reticent to share what she has learned, we advise that she have courage in her heart and trust in the message received. We are in the acceleration point at this time. We have started to move down the metaphorical runway and are getting very close to takeoff. This will coincide with April 8th, 2024. The events that are happening in the cosmos at this time are more than signs, but alignments that we are ready to make the great leap. You as a species have completed your task to raise the frequency on this planet and have achieved high numbers of awakened individuals. And we do hold firm that more individuals will awaken the closer we get to takeoff. What once was thought of as conspiracy will be seen as the truth. There is no more control matrix to suppress the consciousness of humans. Only those who do not wish to see will not be able to see the truth. All those whose minds are open to see the truth will see it fully now. This period in time has been long awaited by many star-seeded peoples and light workers alike. You have had some of the toughest journeys on this plane at this time, for you have long seen elements of the truth, but were dismissed and had to constantly choose to trust your own heart or turn away from it for the sake of social acceptance. You will not have to bear that burden any longer. Energies continue to increase on this plane, and you will feel many physical and emotional disruptions. These may be small to you, like minor inconveniences, or they will feel disruptive and take you out of your daily habits and activities. This could range from minor sickness to major ailments that are all associated with the heightened speed at which you are turning over on a cellular level. Some of the things that cause the major discomforts are misalignments with foods in your environments or toxins near you, and we would advise that you continue to add gentle detox to your daily regimens. This would look like more hydration to help your body move toxins from the system, avoiding foods that are known to be toxic or heavy or out of alignment with the body. We do not recommend heavy detox procedures, for that may increase the physical pain and discomfort. We would suggest sunlight as a detox method if you can. We know some are in areas where sunlight can be obscured, but if you have some available during the day, take 30 seconds to close your eyes uncovered by any implements such as glasses, and allow yourself to face the sun for 30 seconds. The energies that will be received can help to upgrade immune system and kick out toxins gently. If you are able to do this 3 times a day, we would recommend it. The sun is offering you much healing at this time, and you do not need large doses to receive its benefits. On April 8th, there will be a new moon and a total solar eclipse. The alignments of the planets will also benefit this new absolute change of energy coming through as well as the comet that comes in at the same time. This is the ultimate sign of alignment. There will be waves of ascension energy coming through, and we foresee that some will move to higher planes of consciousness on this date. There will be heightened solar energy coming through on this date as well. A great shift is underway, as you know. And though Therese resists giving dated information, as she has experienced disappointment from dates in the past, we assure you that this date of April 8th, 2024 is significant and special. We hear those asking what to do to prepare, and we say, clear the energy body as much as you can through meditation, through contact with the sun, through the drinking of water and getting more sleep. And we highly recommend to meditate, talking to your team, asking them to help you energetically prepare. All is well. There is no need to fear. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing negative that will happen. We foresee great joy moving forward. The negative control structure is all but gone. And we know that you cannot see this with the eyes, yet you will know. It is a gut feeling. You will be moving to a higher dimensional plane soon. When the shift occurs, there will be a brief pause, much like sleep. And when you awaken, your reality will start by feeling the same, yet you will have a deep knowing of who you are, why you did the experiment called Earth. These memories shall be restored to you, and yet life will look the same. But as you fully remember who you are, you will begin to shift your own reality to match what feels correct for you. You have many dormant abilities that were taken offline when the 12-stranded DNA was blocked and reduced to 2. Humanity had to grow and mature and learn how to use these greater gifts in a more responsible way, humanity will be slowly restored to the 12 strands of DNA. A strand at a time gets activated. Currently, you are working with 3 strands, moving to 4. When the 4th strand comes online, you will have full telepathic connection. You will also have telekinetic ability. The ability to move things through space and time with the mind. The body can then levitate and move through space in a different form. We know that some of this information feels almost like a movie, but it very much is connected to human abilities that have been disjointed. They are being restored slowly so as not to alarm you. There is no desire to jolt you out of reality as you understand it. Your transition, once you awaken, will be slow but continuous. Once the mind can accept what is new, then you will see changes in your external environment because you will feel comfortable enough to create them. This information that we share with you has more detail available, and we feel at this time it is best to give you this and allow you to mentally digest it before we share more. We are excited for these next days as the energy continues to ramp. We, as well as other galactics, are watching closely over you and are available to communicate with at your own leisure through meditation and dreams. We are honored to watch over and assist you. We wish you great success. We are the Arcturian Council. We leave you now.
Do you want to join the next Spirit Circle? Spirit circles are virtual gatherings I hold every new moon and full moon, where I'll take you deep into the cosmic codes to receive the messages on how to work in alignment with source energy. The first 60 minutes include energy attunements, journaling, masterminds, guided visualizations, and more. Each spirit circle includes a 30-minute psychic Q&A session with me to get answers from your guides and spirit team. Every session is recorded and it's yours to keep to use again and again. If you want to join me for the upcoming spirit circle, please go to blithestarlight.com/spirit-circles. I hope to see you there. Welcome back. Wow. All right. So there it is. There's the big message the Arcturians had to share. Now you know April 8th looks like a big date. And again, let me know your thoughts. Does your inner skeptic come up as well? I know mine does. And I really do want to believe. I would love nothing more than to move forward with this ascension right now. And so I am holding my hopes high and also letting go of outcomes. And in the meantime, I am continuing to move forward in my life as if it's just going to be another month coming up. I feel like it's really important that we don't sit around and wait or put our life on pause, that we keep moving forward as if it's just another day. Move forward with your plans, your goals, your spiritual work. Just do the best that you can and know that if you're hearing this message and it's resonating for you, you're on that higher timeline. We're going to go there no matter what. We'll just find out if it's sooner than later. Until then, I'm sending you so much love. Stay magical. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit me at blithestarlight.com and subscribe to my list. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest as Blithe Starlight. Until next time, stay magical.